Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black has Cooper trapped. There's the throw to Brett and over to Wathan, who tags Cooper for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive towards the mound. Black reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Otis reaches second base with a double. Akins moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Akins scores. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Concepcion steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Cooper moves to third. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Concepcion moves to second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. Concepcion scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 6-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor scores. Moore moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Royals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Romero reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and has Romero trapped. There's the throw to White and over to Brett, who tags Romero for the out. Manning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Ogilvy is chasing the ball. Wilson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 7-2, Royals. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheridan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Sheridan reaches second base with a double. Jerry Augustine now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheridan scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Tom Candiotti now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Romero hits a line drive towards third. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Concepcion is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.